Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome also to our viewers on Phil TV and HD, where we are on every night on Phil TV and HD on philhendryshow.com, where we put our family movies up today, our home movies, Phil Hendry family. And I was looking at them during our pre-show, and I got to tell you, I got a little emotional looking at these. These are 8mm films, the typical kinds of films that if you had a father and a mother from that generation, you know, the 40s and 50s, these are the kind of movies they took, and I was looking at them. So you take a look, too, if you've got a backstage pass and also our video cast here tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We've got a lot of news to tell you later in the show about the L.A. Animation Festival. We do want to bring on Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We have this story that we've been looking at and that we referenced last night that we want to get to it as quickly as we can here. This is the defense to present its case in the New Jersey webcam spying trial. And let's get Ms. Dooley on the line right now. You know the one that I'm talking about, Bobby, right? Ms. Dooley?
Yeah, Phil, I'm here. I did not know that that was going to be a part of our discussion, but I'm familiar with that.
All right. Well, there's been a little bit of a comparison made between the situation to Western States and this. Not a lot. Not understand that no crime has been committed.
No crime has been committed. What happened in our community was something that I had to address the media on because this individual decided that she had some misgivings about my position as a homeowners association president.
All right, well, let's talk to people about what you have at Western Estates, and we can get into how that's different from this New Jersey webcam. You have a series of security cameras, and so we should ask you to describe your community. It's a gated community, right?
That is correct, Phil. Western Estates is a gated community in the San Fernando Valley of Southern California. We have 125 homes. Most homes range in price from, right now I think the assessed value of a lot of them is anywhere between $700,000 to $2 million, $2.5 million. These are homes that people work very hard for. We have a security camera set up. This extends from our community center through the security gate. We have as well security cameras in our pool area, in the common area, and we have security cams that are on our streets. They're not numerous, but they are strategically placed near the entrance, near the service gate, and some other strategic areas.
Do you have control over these cameras yourself?
As the president of the Homeowners Association, I have access to the security panel, which regulates and also positions these cameras. This is a right that I reserve for myself as the Homeowners Association president, but I have assured our residents that I am the only one, in addition to our security staff, that sees any of the images that are on these cameras. And so when I had heard about Ms. Carell's complaints, I issued an email, and we said as such during our Homeowners Association meeting.
All right. Now, this is a woman. Her name is Elise Carell. She lives in your community, who said that she has been spied on by yourself or by members of your security staff. Is that correct?
I don't know what her accusations are.
Okay, well, that was what she said to at least one member of the media. Now, can you tell me what the background is here? That's all I'm asking, because she said that you or a member of your security staff had somehow remotely positioned this camera to look into windows in her house.
Yes. This is a woman, Phil, who moved into our community about 7 months ago. She has two adolescent sons. Who are, my understanding is they have been disciplined at their middle school. My understanding is that she herself is living primarily on money that she receives as spousal support from a divorce, obviously from the father of these boys, who I have not seen in the community at all. When she first moved in, I did not have any contact, by the way, with the sales staff, members of our realtor board, or any of the individuals that sold her the home. She is a very pronounced woman. She's very opinionated. I think she dresses in a manner that's a little, exhibitionist.
What do you mean by that?
Well, she shows off her body for better or for worse, for not a better way of putting it, I should say.
Well, is the clothing, when you say she shows off her body, is she wearing a lot of cleavage or?
No, I wouldn't say that, but a lot of very modern looking clothing, a lot of very modern cut jeans and cut pants that I think are a bit much for a woman who is pretty much the same age as me. I think she's 38 or 39. So when I put these things together, and we draw up a list on all of the people that move here, we look at this list to see, is there anything that stands out? Is there anything that we should be aware of? We have a checklist, and we have what we call our bullet points or our alerts. She checked out with about 5 different alerts, and that means that what we do then, through our security panel, if we can, we try to keep a little bit closer eye on those people. It so happens, Phil.
I want to be clear. This lady had these alerts, as you call them. So she was you or members of your security staff there at Western Estates. She's a homeowner there, correct?
Oh, yeah. She has one of our Magnolia Phase homes.
All right. That's all I wanted to find out. So then she had these alerts, and these are based on what?
Well, it really is a little bit confidential because it is a security question.
I understand.
But some of it has to do with her sons having been allegedly discipline problems at this middle school. I think her manner of dress does draw attention to the possibility that there may be an unwelcome element that she would draw to our community. So I'm not really comfortable answering a lot of these questions.
All right, well, it gets to this: the lady's complaint that somehow using a remote panel, wherever these webcams or these security cameras are controlled, a security camera that is near her home on the street was turned and was focused on a bedroom window?
My understanding is, and I don't believe I was a part of that decision, but our after getting the alert, I did direct our security people to put her on the list. At that time, then I think the security camera was turned, yeah.
And did you see any of the video?
Well, again, Phil, I am the only one, along with our security staff, and when I say I'm the only one, I mean literally, who sees any of the images that come into our into our security area. So I had him, one of our security staff that was at the panel at that time, zoom the camera into a particular window, and that it was a bedroom. I asked him to then leave the room. So I was, in essence, the only one who saw the image.
What is the need to zoom this camera into a woman's bedroom?
I did not know it was her bedroom, so.
All right, okay. So once you realized this?
Once I realized this, I had the men leave. I looked to see, is there any kind of activity going on in there that would warrant a security, further security alert? She's out of 5. If you get to a 10, it's at that time where we have to consider either leaning your property or enhancing your homeowners association dues.
Can you tell us what you were looking at when you were looking at this camera, that when you're looking at this image of her bedroom?
I will tell you that she was engaged with another man, or with a man, I should say. And that is all I'm willing to tell you, other than the fact that this individual, again, looked unsavory.
The man?
Yes. He looked I say he looked unsavory from a couple of standpoints. First of all, he had some kind of a motorcycle on the driveway. It was leaking all kinds of oil. The man himself had a lot of body art or tattoos. So he looked to be out of place.
And he was with this lady in her home, in her bedroom, as you had this camera focused on her.
Yes, and I want to say one thing here, Phil, because I do know that the media has been interested, and they're trying to draw an analogy between what we're doing here at Western States and what happened in the New Jersey spy cam case. I am the only one that sees these images, and I can tell you right now, I don't look at this camera or these images for any prurient reason.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a further discussion here, Ms. Dooley, because there might be a question, a serious question, as to whether or not there's a violation going on here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, as we talk with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. Similar to the spy cam case in New Jersey, they have a series of cameras that monitor activity there at Western Estates, and in one instance, one of them was trained on the bedroom window of a resident who is seen with some suspicion by the Homeowners Association president. Is that, first of all, I can't even imagine if it's legal. Is it ethical? Is it something that's needed these days in our neighborhoods? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. The story back east, by the way, of this spy cam case that is happening in New Jersey, two roommates, obviously, you know, living together on the campus of Rutgers, one of whom is gay and engages in some kind of you know, intimate behavior with friends or with partners, was videotaped by the other roommate. And this, not only was he videotaped, but there was I believe, a live video chat feature that enabled other people either in the dorm or on campus or elsewhere to see what was going on. This man eventually committed suicide. On the line with us is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. I have to bring this up because you have the same kind. No, you don't have the same kind, but you...
No, Phil, we're not spying on people. And I really want you to go back and sort of restate what you said, because that's almost a slander.
No, I know you're not spying on people. In other words, people know the cameras are there, and you're not there to embarrass them. It's for a security reason. But your cameras were trained on a woman's bedroom while she was having an intimate relationship with a man, and...
But it was for the security of Western States. That's what you don't understand, and that's really what I'm trying to get through to you, as well as to members of the media that have contacted us. First of all, I'm the only one that sees these images. Secondly, the images themselves are only viewed so as to make sure we have security, proper security, here at Western States Homeowners Association. Thirdly, the woman in question was not picked out at random. She had 5 security alerts against her. And
yeah, but these security alerts, I just want to be clear, they don't...
Can I finish what I'm saying?
But they don't have anything to do with security, do they?
They do have to do with the security of our community, Phil, as judged by myself and by our treasurer and vice president, who is my husband, Stephen Dooley, and are important in maintaining the security of the area. First of all, this woman's behavior, the fact that she's living on spousal support, the fact that she's had, she has 2 sons that are disciplinary problems at the middle school they attend, the fact that the men that she's having over...
She's having multiple men over there, and you said it was just one.
Well, I saw one. I think you can draw the conclusion if you look at the caliber of man that I saw on this video, recording or tape or feed, if you want to call it. The caliber of that man indicated to me that she had more than one boyfriend. And Steve, my husband Steve is here. Did you see the image?
I didn't see the image, Billy, on a motorcycle.
And he had a lot of body art and tattoos and so forth.
That's correct.
All right, now I have to ask you something. You're the only one that sees these images.
I am the only one, yes.
Then how is it that your husband knows?
Because of the fact that once we see something on any image that is, and let me just say, Mr. Henry, it sounds to me like you're trying to trip me up.
No, I'm not. You said that you are the only one that sees these video images.
I saw it, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. Hold on for a minute. I want to ask your wife. You said you're the only one that sees these video images, and yet your husband saw a video image.
I saw an image. I didn't see the feed.
Steve does not look at the live feed. If we see something that we consider to be noteworthy, we then take an image of that, and we put that in the file.
And that's what I saw on the feed there.
So Steve saw on the feed, what he saw was an image of this man that she was sleeping with.
And I will tell you that I saw that image. She was in bed with him, too.
All right, so you saw, Mr. Dooley, an image of this woman in bed with a man, this tattooed man, this man with a motorcycle, that was a security alert. You did see this, sir.
I did not see the feed.
He does not look at the live feed, Phil, and that is a big, big difference.
I can tell you, I'm a man, so I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Henry. She was a very well-built woman. And I saw that. I'm not about to make an issue out of that.
And why do you tell me that, sir?
Because I think it lends credibility. Fact, I'm not going to ignore the fact that she is a belt woman.
There's no question she's attractive and she has a great body. And I think what Steve's trying to say is, as a man, he's not going to ignore that. And I don't think that pretending like you don't see that is going to work. So we're going to be very upfront about that.
And I noticed that.
Okay, fine. So you noticed that she had a great body. You noticed that she's sleeping with a biker. You noticed that the biker has tattoos. Ms. Dooley, you said that you're the only one, other than your security staff, that sees these images.
I said the live feed, Phil, and you're not listening to me. And I think you're, on purpose, you're trying not to listen. I said the live video feed. Once we determine that there are images that we need to keep from that video feed and put those into the file, then naturally, the other members of my staff, and right now I can assure you it's only my husband, Steve, and members of the security staff.
Well, all right, Ms. Dooley, but you know that a few minutes ago you assured me that it was only you.
I was absolutely correct, and I was being truthful, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that...
He's the only one that will see the live feed, Mr. Henry. I'm the one. I can see the images, too, if they warrant it. And the reason why I said this woman had a very good body was so as to ensure that my veracity. I don't want you to think that I'm not I'm some kind of a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or whatever, you know.
People, there are men on my staff. My security are all men. They're going to see if she has a large chest, and they're going to talk about it. I am having Steve at least be forthcoming with you tonight to know that there is no ulterior motive here. And that.
How many images of this woman do you have?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that right now.
Is she suing you?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
Mr. Henry, I think that we're the attack one.
Right now, I feel, and my husband, Western States is being assaulted. We're the ones that should be considering the lawsuit against her.
And what would that lawsuit be? I mean, what would it be for?
Well, it would be a violation of our Homeowners Association, our CC&Rs, having individuals, unsavory individuals, to the detriment of our community in her home, dressing in a manner that is provocative to, I think, the point of distraction, forcing, for instance, the reallocation of our security assets so that we do have to have people monitoring this video camera outside her home.
Well, if you're the only one that sees these images, along with your security staff, so it's not just you, but it's also members of the security staff.
You're barking up a tree. Because
sir, Mr. Dooley, just let me. I got to talk to one or the other of you. I can't talk to you both at the same time. So if you've got you, members of your security staff, and who else?
And my husband, Steve. Those are the only people that see these images.
Okay. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western States Homeowners Association. What you have are images that you took of a woman with a security camera that you've got outside of her house. The camera was aimed at her bedroom window, and you are using these images and using this camera to monitor an individual that you say is unsavory or could be a security risk because A, she lives on spousal support, B, she dresses in a very flashy way, and she has a biker boyfriend. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, a couple of people who are right now a little bit in the crosshairs here of this investigation having to do with security cameras. Now, we've got this New Jersey situation.
If I could interrupt, Phil, we're not in the crosshairs.
I understand that there is no real formal... You don't want to tell me whether you're being sued.
I am not going to respond to that. What we're here to respond to, Phil, is our questions by the media asking us about our security procedures. Most people are not really aware of security procedures. They don't know how they work. Most people are very much civilians, if you will. We run a gated community, so we have to be aware of security threats. And that's why, yes, I do see these video images, and we do have these video cameras, and at times, yes, they are pointed in directions that are a little bit inconvenient for some people.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Corey. Go ahead, Corey. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
And so I was just wondering, the president of the Homeowners Association, is this the first time that she's mm-hmm. seen the cameras? Is this the first time you look through the cameras mm-hmm. and seen where they're visually at?
No, we have been aware of where our security cameras have been in place since we had them installed, which was, oh my goodness, now 3 years ago when
okay,
we contracted with this company.
Are you familiar with the homes in your mm-hmm. neighborhood, your gated community?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yes, we
okay,
are.
In my mm-hmm. opinion, I feel that if you mm-hmm. are familiar with the cameras and the homes, then you mm-hmm. should be familiar mm-hmm. where this woman's bedroom was.
Well, you're asking me about a floor plan. And the floor plans themselves vary from one model mm-hmm. to the next. Where the security
okay.
camera is located has access to the side of her house, which is where the master bedroom is located.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what this gentleman is asking is, why is the camera pointed at her bedroom? Is that what you're asking, Corey?
Yeah, so many words. Generally, she knows mm-hmm. where that bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you weren't looking directly in her bedroom, you could have aimed it on her driveway specifically, on the guy with mm-hmm. the tattoos that looked unsavory. And with the guy that mm-hmm. looks unsavory, there are numerous rockers and band mm-hmm. members that have tattoos and things like that. But if you look at them, you see that they're unsavory, but then you find out they're a millionaire. Are they still unsavory to you?
Well, I think in that case, and we do have some celebrities that live in our community, you're going to see them probably in a limousine or something. You know?
Not necessarily. A lot of people don't go to their homes in limousines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman is visiting her.
It'd probably take a limousine to visit her.
No, not necessarily wouldn't take a limousine to visit her.
He could still be worth $1 million.
I'd like to ask the host of the show, Mr. Henry. I know you're on the radio, but you're not a movie star.
No, I know I'm not a movie star.
So how would you know about that lifestyle?
I'm just simply saying that there are people in the public eye, whether they're rock and rollers or not. I saw David Lee Roth driving a car down a street at 5 a.m. one morning. It was a convertible. He had the top down.
Oh, you're dropping names now.
I'm not trying to drop names. You asked me about celebrities. And I'm telling you, I saw one celebrity driving by himself. I saw Magic Johnson on the freeway one day with the top down.
Why would they have the top down? Then they would be recognized, and people would want an autograph.
I don't know. I was asking myself the same question, why he would do that. But the fact
because
of the
you can recognize them, that makes mm-hmm. them a better person or mm-hmm. a more savory person to you then?
I think if I knew that they were in a limousine or some high-end automobile, But to drive a motorcycle that leaks oil.
Ma'am, I'm an African-American. Mm-hmm. If I was to go into your community, I have a few tattoos, and I'm well-respected in my community. If I was to walk into your community, would I be unsavory? I mean, I'm African-American, and I have tattoos, so.
Well, my question is, are you here? Why are you here? Why would you be here?
Why does he have to answer that question? I mean, you know.
Well, it's a gated community. Everyone has to have security access.
All right. Suppose a friend invited him. Just as this woman must have invited this young man or whoever this guy is with the motorcycle, he was allowed on property.
Yes, he was, Phil. See, I'm feeling a little ganged up on, and I don't get it. I'm saying that this woman, with her everything hanging out of her, is on our property. What is the problem that people are having with this?
The fact that you've got a camera trained at her.
It makes you.
I'm sorry. Go
like
ahead, sir.
Just because you're taking notice of what people look like and what they're wearing, but you don't notice. I mean, really, you're looking into our bedroom, and it seems you take notice of everything else, and it's in the camera. The camera is in her bedroom. You're saying it's not bad, but a camera is still in her bedroom, and you're the only one watching it. But does that fall under nosy, or what does that fall under?
I don't think it's nosy. I could care less what this woman does. I don't think she's all that great. But I'm not sure about why she dresses the way she dresses.
Well, you just don't like the way she dresses, and you just don't like the people that she hangs out with. And
listen, you think this just because we, don't like, and my wife's got a problem with her, or her breasts are large or something.
Well, she
what's the problem?
She lives on a income from a divorce. What does that matter?
She does.
There's
something wrong with. I think any woman that lives.
So she should be accepted in your community for living there.
Corey, your name is Corey, correct?
Yes, my name is Corey.
Yes, Corey. I think it's suspicious of any woman to live on spousal support money. I understand child support money.
You're saying it's suspicious. Okay, if the lady, marries a guy at 18, the guy could be a couple years older than her, has a few million dollars, and they live together until she's about 60, 70 years old. The guy leaves her for another chick that's 20 or 30 years old. She doesn't know how to do anything. What else is she supposed to button live off of what she knows?
Well, I don't know. But this woman that we're talking about is hardly 67 years old. She looks to be in her early 30s.
No, what does it matter if she's living off spousal support?
I think it's suspicious for any woman to live on spousal support, and you don't have any kind. If you live in a high-end community, you should be in the entertainment business. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very unusual that the woman obviously had breast enhancement.
Mr. Dooley, you've talked about this woman's breasts now, sir, with all due respect.
How dare you, Phil?
No, wait a sec. Your husband was, you told me I didn't, I didn't even know this guy was looking at this woman's breasts. You've made a comment about her breasts now twice.
She's obviously had breast enhancement, sir.
Okay, so that's the third comment now about her breasts. What does that mean?
It means she's taking money, spousal support money, and getting her breasts made bigger than they already are. I mean, oh my God. To me, it's very unusual.
All right, Corey, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here about this woman that has raised a security alert at your gated community. One of the reasons, she's living on spousal support money. And we haven't even gotten around to the question here of her sons.
I think I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and I understand what these threats are. And as Steve has said to you, and I think you've been a little unfair with him. This is important. It's important to know how a woman is living. And if she's living on the money of another man, and then she's got another man and another man and another man, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like a parade of men. And you talk about boobs. She's got these big ones.
And, she's taken this money, and she's just put this money into big boobs. That's why I looked at that security camera that day. That's why I did tell Ignacio to zoom it in to the bedroom. He asked me, he said, are you sure? I said, yes, it's a level 5 alert. I've got to see what's happening in that bedroom. And we zoomed it in, and there it was.
Well, there it was. It was a guy with tattoos making love to this woman.
Well, Phil, I know what lovemaking is, and what those two were doing has nothing whatsoever to do with lovemaking, I can tell you.
All right, and that is even probably a worse statement to make, considering what this lady, you know, has been through with you. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley here as we talk about this situation vis-a-vis her gated community, the security camera there that caught an image of a woman in her bedroom, a woman that they think is a security risk because she's got tattooed boyfriends and she lives on spousal support. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I don't know what you're getting at.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. And I will say, as I said to you during the break, Bobby, I think that we're being very understanding here.
I don't think so. And
I think we are. When we're talking to...
So the reason why I say that, I'm a homeowners association president. So I am well-versed, as I tried to tell you in the last time we spoke, in security measures. These are things and areas that I think a lot of people just don't have experience with. This is very close to what law enforcement deal with. I have to deal with that. So I not only am I dealing with the quality of people that we have living here because it is a high-end community, but we've got to get down and gritty into the real law enforcement aspect of this. What is this woman doing, dressing the way she's dressing, having this kind of, you know, physical relationship with men, and so forth.
Well, all right. So you've already pretty much told us that you looked at these images as closely as knowing what kind of love or sex this woman was having with this man. Here is Ashley on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I have a question to Bobby. I just want to know. So this is a community that you run and manage, and you have different people staying in that community as residents, right?
It's a homeowners association, and it's a gated community, which means we have a security wall as well as two security gates.
Well, like, that's fine and all, but so you're like the landlord of the community, right?
No, I'm not the landlord so much as I am a homeowner. I'm a representative of the homeowners. And we have banded together.
Okay,
so
how is
our lifestyle,
any of your business, what other people
our lifestyle
do in their
is
home,
enhanced.
Whether they get spousal support or not, that doesn't matter. Everybody's allowed to do what they want to do. And it's none of your business what she does in her home with whoever, whenever. It don't matter if she took spousal support to get boobs. That's her life. And it's none of your business to see. And for one thing, why is a camera in her home ran by you?
Well, the camera, it's not in her home. It's a street camera. It's a street security camera.
Yeah, but you can remotely change it.
Unless she's a you star, can, how do you have the right to know what she does and judge her for that? That's her life. And
well, there are security issues. First of all, I'd like to say your name is Ashley. Ashley, I don't mean any offense, but I'm getting that our community is probably not one you'd be able to afford to live in.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That has nothing
that
to do with it.
That has nothing to do with anything. I've lived in nine homes in my life, okay?
No, I mean as an owner, not a renter.
That you have a problem with your life. You want to act like, oh, I have this, and I live in a...
Well, I'm trying to. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. What I meant to say was.
I mean, that's fine. You know what? It's what you say to me. I really don't care what you think or where I come from.
Well, you see what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying? You're going no sweat off my back, and you're using terms.
Because you live in a nice community that no one else can afford. And then you want to be nosy and look into other people's life. You need to live your own life and worry about your own self.
I am doing that, but I have to protect our community. I have to protect our community from people that we feel would be a security risk.
It's none of your business what she does in her home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't run her life.
What? In other words, why have a camera in her bedroom?
Yeah, that's none of your business what she does. How is that affecting your life? That's why I don't understand. Why are you prying into another person's life and judging her for what she does?
She was in that bedroom with an individual that we deemed unsavory.
That's her. Mm-hmm. That's what she wants to do. How is it hurting you? Why are you
I'm sure you know.
Into her life. I don't understand.
It is a post 9/11 protocol. We want to make sure that the people that come into our community are.
It's people
savory.
Like you that want to judge and pry into other people's life.
When you say post 9/11, Bobby, that's really, I don't think, fair, because when you say that, people automatically start thinking, well, it's important, and you got a camera in someone's bedroom, you know.
You know about 9/11, Mr. Henry, what happened, because we weren't vigilant.
Oh, don't give me this 9/11 stuff. You're talking about having a camera in a woman's bedroom so you can see, you know, what's going on.
No, that is not why that camera went into that bedroom, Mr. Henry. I suspected that because she was with a man who was tatted up, all right, let's say it, prison. You know what prison is, don't you?
So why does it matter what she chooses to sleep with?
If she's got a man in there who's got a lot of prison ugly on.
You and judging you for who you sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I can assure you I sleep with my husband, and if she's got a man.
You're not the only one on the show.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm listening and acknowledging you.
To everybody, because you don't want to hear what they say, because you know they're telling the truth.
That's not cutting you off. That's acknowledging you. I'm saying,
you're not.
I hear you.
You're trying to be very smart, Alec.
No, I'm not.
And I think
a lot
of listeners would agree, because I've heard you on here before, and you and your husband, and y'all both the same.
I can assure you that the man she was with had prison ugly on. She had on prison ugly.
What's prison ugly?
Like you think you are just because you live in a gated housing community, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're
no
better than anybody else, and you have no right to pry into another person's life and judge them for what they do with what they get and who they sleep
with. Well, I think you need to really understand what's at stake here.
No, I think you need to understand where
this man had on.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, I already heard the guy had on prison ugly.
Your boundaries.
It was not a lot of tats that you get down at the corner tattoo parlor. This was prison ugly.
Oh, well, you get out of here with prison ugly.
Sleep with. Mm-hmm. It's none of your business. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't pry into her life.
It doesn't matter what she chooses to sleep with. It bothers me.
How is it your right to tell somebody what to do?
It bothers me.
They're old enough and grown enough to make their own choices. And if she wants to sleep with some sloppy prison dude, let her. How's it hurting you? How is it? Making you lose
Oh my
sleep.
God! So I'm supposed
saying,
to let a prison?
Why aren't you judging
oh my God!
Sleep with? It's none of your business.
No, I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to let a prison.
You're not in there with him.
There are certain sexual practices. There are certain sexual.
Don't worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry
but
about.
There are certain sexual practices
does.
That I will not put up with. I'm sorry.
In there, you are invading privacy.
I put a camera in there. That's a camera out on the street.
It was a camera on the street.
It's pointed toward her area.
What do you, Bobby, what do you mean certain sexual practices? What does that mean?
She was engaged in certain sexual practices.
What has that got to do with anything? What has that got, you have got this thing about.
What she practices, what does it matter what she does with who? It's none of your business, and you have no right.
So you
want to
live, so you want to live next door to someone.
And judge
you want to live next door to someone that has sex with a German Shepherd? Good for you.
Lesbian. I'm sorry if I can't. Use that word on here, but I live beside a lesbian, okay? I don't agree
You live
with that
inside
way of life,
a lesbian?
I live beside a lesbian. I don't agree with that way of life, but I don't judge her for
you're
it.
You're comparing a lesbian to somebody that has sex with a German Shepherd.
I don't care what she does with who she does. I stay in my yard and look my way, and she looks hers. You can't pry into somebody else's life because they live in your neighborhood.
To a lesbian? Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh,
I can't
my
help
God.
What people do.
God, how prejudiced are you?
Yeah, and you know
well,
what?
I don't mind.
Who knows
I don't mind
who
lesbians.
You live inside of just because you live in a nice community.
I already do know. A woman
you don't
that likes
know
to
who you live
guys
inside
who got
of?
A lot of prison on.
Do you know every person in that community and what they do? Or do you have a camera in everybody's
direction? That's none of your business. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I can assure you, if you lived here, I'd have a toilet cam installed.
What did you just say?
You want to talk about none
here,
of your business?
A toilet cam in.
You want to talk about none of your business?
All right.
You're up in my business. I'm up in your business.
Somebody else's life.
I stay in my yard. You stay in your yard. That's what I've been trying to say.
No, you haven't been saying that.
In your own direction.
You keep it in your own backyard, not mine.
Trust me.
Okay,
I don't get it.
Listen, Ashley, thank you very much, Ashley, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley and the issue of what are the rights of a homeowners association president or a homeowners association in having a security camera that is trained on your bedroom or your bedroom window or is videotaping you because you live on spousal support, you wear outlandish clothing, and you hang out with bikers. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.